Very well, sir. He's not only a handsome man, but a powerful man. I could see the second that he walked in here, he was someone to reckon with. Folks, whenever you go buy something expensive, you know, like a car or a house, and there's the salesman, and he's saying, hey, how can I help you? Well, what he's actually saying is, how would you like to be fucked, with or without lube? I mean, that's really a great simile to how Uncle Sam handles people in the United States who are down on their luck. Because we have this thing called welfare, where they just keep cranking out checks. And we've all heard these obscure but funny stories, or at least ironic, where the person's been dead for 10 years, but someone's still been collecting their welfare check. And well, we've seen people actually get out of a Cadillac, go into the grocery store, and start using food stamps. It's the same thing. It's because it's so broken, not to mention the fact you can't control it. You cannot control the amount of money that's just being cranked out by fucking machines, just to millions of people. There's 307 million people in this country, and you can't control it, Jesus. And people are always going to take advantage of it. When they see free cash, it's like, holy shit. To them, it's like an additional savings account. They'll find a way to milk the system. Ever since its inception, welfare has been primarily fucking abused. It was never intended. The intent was good, but the mismanagement of it, and we know the rest, is fucking ridiculous. Because we all know two things. Number one, Republicans give more money away than the libtards. Yet they always are the one that are espousing their views on how we need to take care of everybody. And then we got people, you know, parking their fucking boats up in another state to avoid some tax. I believe that was Kerry a few months ago. You know, all this bullshit. They're always, the libtards are always saying, we need to give, and give, and oh, gee, don't look over here. You know, Charles Rangel and all these ass fucks that don't want to pay their taxes and crap, like Joseph Biden. I mean, come on. A guy working the fry machine at McDonald's probably gives away more to church than that fuckwad. But this is where I'm going with this story, because you're probably thinking by now, hey, Slack, you're losing your brain. No, I'm pissed off, because what had happened was, since 2007 till now, the welfare system in California was given $10 billion. You know, $10 billion by the feds in 3 years. And under the $10 billion, $69 million was fraudulently used. And I don't want to hear, oh, it's only $69 million, because that's the biggest problem about this country at this point. Oh, it's only $20 billion. Oh, it's only $50 billion. $69 million of welfare money was fraudulently used. And when I say fraudulently used, let me just tell you this. Because, you know, it took Johnny on the spot, these fuckheads out there in California, 3 years to figure this out. And what I'm about to tell you is scary. Trust me. It's like, what I'm about to say is like watching an old blind man in a wheelchair about ready to go into a busy intersection. You kind of want to turn your head, but no, you're going to watch anyhow. Now get a load of this. At the ATM machines, this is where they discovered what was happening was you got welfare checks being deposited and cash taken out. So let's just start off in Las Vegas, for example. $9,000 was taken out of ATM machines in the Tropicana. Oh, which is conveniently located right next door to the Crazy Horse Strip Club, I think. And of course, you know that fuckhead. He can't just beat off at home. No, he's going to go next door and go get a happy ending.
Oh!
Now then, we have $8,000 was taken out of ATM machines out of the Venetian. Right here in South Beach, $13,000 was sucked out. No pun intended. You figured out. South Beach, $13,000. $13,000 worth of Hummers. What else are you going to do in fucking South Beach? Holy shit. Then we got $16,000 in addition to that, that was applied to 14 different cruise ships from ports ranging from Beijing to Rio de Janeiro. And that's literally around the world. Speaking of around the world, what do they go for these days? About $100? I wonder how many of those were purchased. This is unbelievable. This is all coming out of the libtarded state, California. That reminds me of a funny joke. You know, the busiest port in the United States is the Los Angeles Harbor, or better known, it's in the city of San Pedro. And it stinks like whole shit. Oh my God. It just reeks. You know, you got diesel fuel on the ships, you got dead fish and all that other shit. Well, the old joke, I heard this ever since I was in junior high. It's where you got a guy and a girl in a parked car, and the girl says, "Kiss me where it stinks," and he drives her to San Pedro. Yeah, it was funny to me. But, you know, this really gets my thong in a wad when people are abusing my money. Now, the rest of you can get all pissed off too, but I always think of mine. I know what I give away every year, forcefully. I believe me, kicking and screaming, and I have the best CPA in the world. He lives in California. That's where my taxes are done. And I pay a shitload of money into a federal system. So I don't care how the rest of you feel. It's my freaking nickel. I don't. If you just show me one guy driving around a Cadillac and he's getting food stamps or some type of welfare money, I'll punch him right in the fucking throat. I mean, that just really gets me all wadded up. And it should. It should. Everybody should be outraged at this shit. It's like, oh, well, what are you going to do about it? What am I going to do about it? If you start punching him in the fucking throat, they're going to stop that shit. Kick him in the fucking nuts so hard he'd be singing like Michael Jackson for the rest of his life. Sound like Mike Tyson. You fucking mumbling piece of shit. The whole thing has just gone bad. And money was used in all these different ports. That means people are either going by yacht or they're flying and they're just wasting money. $69 million worth. That means there's 49 other states that are doing the same thing. Or as Obama would say, and naturally, he would say the other 56 states are abusing it. This has got to stop. You can get better help and better care at a local level, bar none. Right in your local community, from your churches, from your neighbors, from your friends. We have free food lines, you know, soup lines. This is all donated time and material and food. It's all donated by corporations. You have people that like to volunteer. They like to spend their time helping out the homeless, giving them shelter for the night, giving them food for the night. That works better than just giving out fucking money. That's what really pisses me off. Not to mention the fact I personally give my money to hospices and to Vietnam veterans. Because right here in Central Florida, there's 300,000 Vietnam vets still living in the jungles right here. They won't come out. You got to go find them just to give them food. That just rips my heart out, especially when you got fuckheads right here getting hand jobs in Vegas. You're listening to ChimpsyTalk.com and the No Slack Show.
Better run through the jungle.
Welcome back to ChimpsyTalk.com. You're listening to the No Slack Show. Folks, I don't know how to explain this next story, but what is going on in San Francisco? I mean, look, we got the butt rammers and the shirtlifters, the backstabbers, the village people. It is like Sodom and Gomorrah. We got that. But lo and behold, we have somebody who's running as a Republican who is a transgender. Now, this was a person who was born a man, but now is a woman. She goes by the name of Teresa Sparks. She owned a dildo company called Good Vibrations. Gee, that's really fucking original, huh? But come on. Enough is enough. That this lady, well, whatever it is, a he-she, it looks like a 70-year-old Harry Potter. I'm not making it up. Go look her up. It's absolutely revolting. You know you're doing a man. Her Adam's apple is bigger than mine. My God. Absolutely disgusting. But to call yourself a conservative / Republican, I mean, that's just like Lance Bass taking over Billy Graham's job when he finally hits dirt. What is it with people like all of a sudden, and only because she is against the hotel tax? Hotels in San Francisco have got to be creepy. Can you imagine if you went into one of the hotel rooms with a black light on? Oh my God. Can you imagine that thing would just it would just like light up with all these, you know, goo marks. And they call it, and now staying at the Jizz Inn. The Jizz Inn, okay. But you know, San Francisco is just, it is a beautiful city. I've been there several times. It is beautiful. But no, I'm not going into, if it's not a 5-star hotel in San Francisco, I'm not going in there. Trust me. It's just, that thing about like, oh, it just gives you the heebie-jeebies. I mean, think about it. You could stay at a normal hotel and they give you the heebie-jeebies. I just stayed in one in California. Even on my website, I think the nicest thing I saw inside my room was the cockroach that was alive. But every once in a while, when I was staying in a town with population 281, I wasn't expecting some, you know, courtyard by Marriott. Holy shit. But San Francisco, and that's the only thing she's running on, is she's against this hotel tax. Big deal. You're opposing the hotel tax, and according to one local paper, she's declining to put pressure on the city's police officers while serving on the disciplinary panel. That makes her a Republican? That makes her a conservative? A guy who's now a girl? Well, why don't we just get Chaz Bono to give us all a pole dance? You see where I'm going with this? Some things just mentally don't fit. Chaz Bono, who is a girl, but definitely looks like a guy, who I think is going through the operation now. I don't know. But she looked like, who was that linebacker for the Rams? And he played on that show too. Myrtle Olston. I mean, she's big and hefty and all that stuff. You don't want to see something like that work in a poll. I just can't go with the fact that some transgender is Republican. This is kind of be, and it can only happen in San Francisco. That is, epitomizes California. It really does. Are they that weak on finding anybody who wants to be mayor? You know, for San Francisco, are they just no one wants the job or what? Because think about it. You can't go in there as a hard right because you're just not going to get the job, period. I mean, Nancy Pelosi, look. And so you're not going to, I mean, but as a guy, does that mean you're going to blow your constituents too? I mean, seriously, I'm not trying to be funny. You're not going to become the next Republican mayor of San Francisco. I think it's like Chicago. They haven't had a Republican mayor since 1927. I mean, once you're branded libtard, you got to stay that way. I just find it fascinating that someone's actually going to try and run on a Republican ticket, and it's a dude. But it looks like a dude too, but it calls herself a she. I don't know. Can you imagine like going out on a date? You're not really quite sure, and you notice those simple signs, you know, where you got the Adam's apple and You know, and you look at the fingers and you see the big knuckles, and then you start to notice the, you know, the little black hairs that guys have coming out of their knuckles, you know? Yeah, because girls don't seem to have that problem. And, you know, eventually throughout the date, she's going to fuck it up. I mean, because guys are guys, you know? So if she outbeats you on your fart after you just had some macaroni and cheese, it's a guy. You're listening to No Slack on ChimpsyTalk.com.
Johnny was a schoolboy when he heard his first Beatles song. Love Me Do, I think it was, and from there it didn't take him long. Got himself a guitar, used to play every night. Now he's in a rock and roll outfit and everything's alright. Don't you know? Johnny told his mama, hey mama, I'm going away. I'm gonna hit the big time, gonna be a big star someday. Yeah. Mama came to the door with a teardrop in her eye. Johnny said, don't cry, mama, smile and wave goodbye. Don't you know? To number one. Suddenly everyone loved to hear him sing a song. Watching the world go by, surprising it goes so fast. Johnny looked around him and said, well, I made the big time at last. Don't you know? Don't you know? Don't you know that you are?
Welcome back to ChimpsyTalk.com. You are listening to the No Slack Show. You know, one of the selling features that I cannot stand about a phone, or at least one of the features I don't use, try not to use, is texting. It's like, fuck. My grandkid, you know, it looks like he's got 18 thumbs. He's hitting every button in the world. Next thing you know, he just wrote War and Peace. The guy can't fucking read, but he can text. You know, it's unbelievable. And look at the kids these days. You just want to smack the crap out of all of them. There's this one libtard who's running for U.S. Senator. Her name is Robin Camahan. And I don't know what her problem is, but, you know, she's got this big old thing on the side of her bus, you know, a traveling bus. Like, hey, text this number. Hey, bitch, I'm driving. You want me to plow in this car in front of me with 18 kids in it? Then you get inside the bus and it says, I'm not making this up. There's a sign inside the bathroom. You know, it says, text flush to Robin. And then you have text wash to Robin. Does it also say text number one or text number two? I'm even a peeing. Yeah, I'm taking a dump in your bus right now, Robin. How does that make you feel, huh? Yeah, wait till I come out of here. Nope, no exhaust fan. I'm going to make sure I'm going to blow this thing up. I just don't get this text stuff. But here's some of these other stories about people that are using text because they said, well, it's a quick way to communicate with people. Well, so is fucking screaming. You know, that's a quick way to get their attention, isn't it? Get a bullhorn. Who's that ass clown on Extreme Home Makeover? Hire Ty Pennington. Fuck, he'll get your attention. Pricktard. Okay, let me see. Who do we got here? Who else is doing this stuff? We got both. We got Republicans and Democrats alike. Let me see. I like this one. On opening day for the Milwaukee Brewers, Wisconsin Senator Russ Feingold asked people to text his campaign with predictions on who would win the mascot sausage race. Bratwurst, Polish, Italian, I'm making this shit up, only in Wisconsin, those fucktards, hot dog or chorizo. The Polish sausage won. Go figure. Unbelievable. Wisconsin. They're sausages. Jeez almighty. California gubernatorial candidate Meg Whitman is running a text messaging trivia contest. Those who correctly answer the question of which California team has won the most College World Series titles become eligible to win a free hat. Well, it's fucking USC. Oh, that reminds me of this great joke, too. What's the difference between USC cheerleaders and your trash at home? The trash gets taken out at least once a week. Yeah, because I was a UCLA fan. SC, who cares about them? They're libtards. See, anyone who text TIX to 54608, the code for the campaign of U.S. Representative Joseph Cow of Louisiana, is entered into a contest for two tickets to the October 31st game between the New Orleans Saints and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Well, fuck. I want to know what a second place win, huh? Because I definitely don't want to win that gift. Yeah, I ought to be hanging out at the Saints game. I'd still be putting a bag on my head. I got a bag on the head joke, but I better not go up that. See, there was a similar text message-based contest sponsored this summer by the campaign of Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. Las Vegas resident Matthew Sarvillo won the prize of a ticket valued at $1,000 for a prime seat at an Ultimate Fighting Championship match. Well, that's what I just love to see. It's like, you know, two cretins just beating the shit out of each other. Now, that's got to be one of the dumbest sports I've ever. Why don't we just go back to the Roman Colosseum days, you know, and throw a man out there with a fucking lion? You got two guys out there just beating each other's brains in. Have you ever heard of them talk after a match? Oh my God, it's fuck. The guy's still in a coma. That's stupid. People who watch that ought to be checked out by a doctor. But anyhow, they got all these other ones. Let me see if I can read off a couple of more and some stats here. See, about 4.3 billion text messages were sent daily in the U.S. last year alone. And so that's why, I guess, texting, because what you can theoretically do is set up a little hot number and blam it out to a million people, kind of like Obama did when he announced Joseph Bite Me. It went to, like, I don't know, 5 million people or something like that. And I'm sure they were all clapping. Yeah, he picked Bite Me, the guy that can make a cripple stand up in a wheelchair. That's what I wanted to see. Let's see, who else do we got there? Yeah, they got a host of some other people and some of these cute little sayings and slogans and stuff, but it's all about texting. And it's like, I just don't get it. I can think of better ways. Like I said, Ty Pennington. You know, how about just being on a bus full of strippers and shit? You know, you want to get attention. Get attention. This texting shit, it's illegal in just about every state to text while you're driving. So to see a text thing on the side of a moving bus, is fucking asinine. The whole concept about texting, I mean, I just don't get it. Why don't you give me your cell number, bitch? Give me your cell number and I'll call you. And I'm going to tell you what I think about you. Because you're a libtard, I'll call you up. And I'm talking about this first broad. Excuse me, I shouldn't say broad, but this bonehead, Robin Camhan, I'll call you up. Or give me your email address. I email, I got Alan Grayson here, that big fat fuck. I email him all the time. He doesn't email me back, but I email him. And of course, his big mistake is emailing me in the first place. Because he got blasted. Everybody knows who Alan Grayson is. My God, he looks like a sea cow himself. That big old wilder beast. But to text and to sit there and promote texting. You know, this is like promoting giving our kids calculators as opposed to pencil and paper. Let's make them dumb and let's make them stupid. And let's just keep them at that libtarded level. That's what I'm proposing. You're listening to ChimpsyTalk.com and the No Slack Show. ChimpsyTalk.com. You're listening to the No Slack Show. You know, folks, I drop the F-bomb on this show. I mean, I've said the word fuck probably 1,000 times tonight, but I do it because that's the way I talk. You know, I try to keep it clean when I'm at church and whatnot and stuff like that, but when the more angrier I get or if my tone goes up, I'm going to use it more often. And sometimes I can actually do a segment where I use it just 2 or 3 times. But that's who I am. I'm blasting on my stupid microphone right now, just how I would normally talk to somebody. But it's amazing when other people use it, or for whatever their reasons, you know, sometimes I take offense to it. And I'll give you an example. Now, this is when the DNC is promoting Obama's little parade that he's having, a rally, upcoming on October the 10th. In Philadelphia, and they've already sent out the impeccable text message, and it says that the act preceding him as effing awesome, and it's the letter F, you know, dash, 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 you know, ing, effing awesome. Well, come on. You know, I think two senior citizens fucking would be awesome preceding him. And in fact, I'd rather see two dogs procreate. Come to think of it, I've watched that Paris Hilton home movie and ugh. But you see what I'm saying? In that case, I find it like, to me, it's like cheesy. You know, especially the group The Roots. I can only assume it's the Grassroots. That's the only band I know that's got roots besides Bob Marley in his head. But The Roots, okay, they're effing awesome. Yeah, maybe they were back in, you know, the 70s, but whatever. I mean, I just kind of find that, like, so liberal. And I know that's hypocrisy at its finest, whereas, hey, I can say the F word all I want, and they can't. That is probably hypocrisy at its finest. That's just like a father telling his son, don't smoke when he smokes. But you know what? It's how I feel. And it's just one of those things. It's just stupid. You're pandering. It's like you're pandering to the lower class when you do that. I'm doing a radio show, for lack of a better term. I'm doing a show. I'm talking about politics and interjecting them with some jokes and hopefully keeping people entertained. But when you hear it on a professional level, because these people are supposed to be professional, and they're announcing the president of the United States, and they got to use the word effing, you know, like they're cute, all because of a Bite Me's thing, like, oh, this is a fucking big deal. You know, it was caught on a microphone. And so now I guess they hired somebody, a brainiac, said, hey, you know what? Let's actually use the word. And of course, we can't say it, but we can put in the F and the dash marks and everybody know what we're talking about. I think this is, it's juvenile. It's childish. I think it's immature. You can't think of anything else better to do that. You can't think of a better group. Holy shit. What? How about Cher before she drops and hits dirt? She's still performing over there at in Las Vegas, you know, $75 million for 1 year to listen to that 66-year-old wrinkled Botox bitch. Cher, why don't you get her? She's going to be better than the Roots. There's a lot of other better acts. My God, speaking of acts, what about Elton John? Of course, you know, he's taken it in a few places that I haven't. He's explored things, and I just choose not to, but I think he's a better performer than the Roots. But I think there's just got to be a better way for the DNC to come up with at least one better word than describing what's preceding the president. I mean, the word preceding the president, like if I was using, say, for example, you know, his name, President Barack Obama, the word preceding that would be retarded. I'm now... Let me introduce to you retarded President Barack Obama. I think retarded would be a good word to precede him. I think a fugly, that would be, of course, describing Michelle. Because I, you know, I don't want to get too far off on a tangent, but there's something not right with her. You know, I don't know if it's her face, the way the face is connected to the body. You know, of course, there's Oprah. Well, let's see what Michelle is wearing today. Oh, fuck. Hopefully some clothes. She's hideous. Okay, but let's get back to numbnuts there. There's a lot of adjectives. There's a lot of words that I could use to precede President Barack Obama. You know, dumb fuck President Barack Obama. But that's what he is to me. But I think, without being too redundant, that you're bringing yourself down. You're actually lowering yourself. I mean, you're the DNC. Even though that is a party that I'm not affiliated with, I never will be affiliated with, I just can't see that. You know, that's just like talking about, you know, the AMA, the American Medical Association. It's a prestigious thing. You're not going to say, hey, preceding the American Medical Association, we're going to have the best fucking heart transplant doctor. You know, come on, it just sounds stupid, doesn't it? It's just, I don't know. It is what it is. People are entitled to free speech. Love it. I'm always going to condone it. We need it. In fact, fucktard himself right now is trying to choke off freedom of speech by secretly trying to choke off the internet. So he's a fucktard, you know? But he or his constituents, meaning the DNC, should not use that word. That's my opinion. You're listening to ChimpsyTalk.com and the No Slack Show.
Calls the mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. light your candle coals, and mama, I'm sure all the handin' and just around.
Welcome back to ChimpsyTuck.com. You're listening to the No Slack Show. I could have predicted this one. I mean, Obama's halfway through his one and only term, and he's already pledging that he's going to scale back his legislative plans, probably because he has no choice. I mean, think about it. Does he want to really be the worst president of the United States? Does he really want to be the monkey on the end of an organ grinder's leash? No. So there, yeah, I said it. But he needs to scale back. Of course he needs to scale back. And now all the stuff that he's throwing out that he said he's going to do, because he didn't do, let's just go down some of the laundry list of things that he ran on. What he said he was going to do. He was going to have all the prisoners out of Guantanamo Bay by a certain time. He was going to have everybody out of Iraq by a certain time. He was going to fix the economy. He was going to have change. Yeah, it was bad though. Obamacare? No, it doesn't go off till 2014. And even then, I think it's going to get repealed. So all these things that he pledged he was going to do, it was just an utter fucking fiasco. I don't know how to explain it. I mean, maybe he is the monkey on the end of an organ grinder's leash, but be that as it may, he doesn't want to go down and a burning ring of fire. He just doesn't. Who does? Who wants to take over Jimmy Carter's position? Huh? Nobody. I mean, Buchanan technically still has it, but no one talks about Buchanan because who the fuck was Buchanan? We just goof on Ford, or excuse me, Carter, because how can anybody forget that jerk off? But some of these things that he still wants to press forward on is like climate change. And right away, I'm thinking to myself, fuck, what is the matter with the climate? Dude, wake up. Don't you like that word, dude? I'm talking about the president. I'm calling him dude. In this case, it's apropos. Dude, listen to me. There is no such thing. That's why this thing called a climate gate. You know, in other words, it was a hoax. We don't need climate change. Everything's fine. We're not going to melt. And we're not going to like overheat like an ant underneath a magnifying glass. Get over it. Grow up. There's no hole in the ozone. Or excuse me, there is, but it's cyclical. It opens and closes and open and closes. Kind of like Anna Nicole's legs. I imagine they're still opening and closing. No, that's not nice. I mean, I was thinking it was a joke, people, you know. Because, you know, there's always those sickos out there. Okay. But think about it. He needs to scale back these big things, but he's got to get something passed. He has to do something. If not, he will take over Jimmy Carter's top-notch award. And I can't think of anybody who wants that. But some of these things that he's going after, the climate change thing is just a joke. But now he's starting to spout off. Of course, he still wants to get some of these energy things passed. And one of the things I found really interesting, because he said it just a few days ago out of his own lips, that there is a some solar panel company in the Mojave Desert that's going to be big enough and powerful enough to power 400,000 homes. And it's called AV Solar. That's really great. But that was not under your watch, sir. All these little solar panel companies, and I just saw when I was just in Lancaster, California. I was right, Barstow, California, Boulder, City, I've seen them. They've been working on these things, sir, since the 80s. This is not new technology. The one you're talking about that's going to power up 400,000 homes, it will be available next year. They just found a way to use parabolic-shaped lenses so you can get more heat and retract the heat. And guess what? You put them in the fucking Mojave Desert where it's hot. It's fucking real hot. And it's always clear. You always have sunlight. It wasn't your idea. It wasn't your idea at all. So we're headed in the right direction, but it also was not your directive Ford was the one who jumped at it first. They saw the opportunity, and they're going to have, I believe, in 2013, hydrogen-powered vehicles. And Chevrolet, of course, is working on it. They're going to be late, probably closer to 2017. And guess what? These are molecules that come from fucking water. So without you, they were already doing this stuff. You know, without you, it's kind of like Clinton. But you were in the tail end, my friend. You are grasping for straws. I mean, you just need to do something. So this is what I'm kind of recommending that you do, because some of these larger initiatives, which I still think they are, even though you didn't have anything to do with them, and that is alternative fuels, which the solar one is looking really good. I just wish I could buy some solar-powered fucking footlights around my house. And if you ever get that figured out, would you please let me know? But I think that you should go into like the chicken grilling business. Now, then, we've seen American public, in fact, the world, have seen you grill chicken, I don't know, 20 times, 30, somewhere in that neighborhood, on the beach there in Panama City, in Louisiana, at the White House. You're grilling. Up there at Chappaquiddick, you were grilling it. You could put George Foreman to shame. Now, KFC, everybody likes KFC, but you know, after a couple pieces of KFC, you're going, damn, can that chicken get any greasier? Why don't you go there and give them your expertise? You're a chicken-eating machine. You should theoretically be able to go in there and come up with a device, put some R&D money. What are you going to need? About $25,000, and come up with a better way to pressure cook their chicken, because that's how they do it. They don't even fry this shit. Put it in a big old vat, close the lid, and bam, chicken, along with some grease. It's nasty. But maybe you can help them do that. You know, I thought of another broken man, and that you may need help from him. That's Tiger Woods. You are the president. He's Tiger Woods. You both need each other. You're both broken. Get together and get some golf tips. Everybody's seen you throw a baseball at some of the opening games. You throw like a bitch. Damn. So, and then your golf swing, what's that all about? I thought you'd be a little bit more athletic, saying that you're, you know, I just assumed you would be more athletic, more agile, I guess is the politically correct, because you're black. That's what I meant. But, you know, those are just some of the things that you can work on. These are small, key initiatives. Even though they may be self-serving, self-indulgent, it doesn't matter. These are things that you can master. They're under your control, because right now you don't have your wife under control. You don't have Bill Gibbs under control. Who else just walked out on you? Rahm, he's gone. Van Jones, of course, he was gone a long time ago. That racist kook. So you're kind of all alone, and everybody's like, you know, stepping away from you, stepping way away from you, because you got that black plague. You got some kind of a plague going on, and they just want to get away. You're listening to ChipsyTalk.com and the No Slack Show.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. Went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. Went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell.
Welcome back to ChimpsyTalk.com. You're listening to the No Slack Show. All right, folks, who's it going to be? Is it going to be Meg Whitman or Jerry Brown? Who's going to be the next governor of the state of California? Because it's really becoming a smear campaign of epic proportions. It really is. You got Jerry's kids over there. And when I say Jerry's kids, I'm not referring to Jerry's kids because they can't articulate. Wait, I'm referring to Jerry Brown's kids. We'll just leave it alone at that. Now, Jerry Brown's kids are saying that Meg Whitman had an illegal maid. You know, a maid here, a Mexican descent here illegally, you know, cleaning her underwear. Well, right away, Meg Whitman said, yes, I did have a maid. I had her for 9 years. I got her from an employment agency. When I found out that she was here illegally, I fired her. In fact, the temporary agency or the employment agency provided her a social security number. So it doesn't matter whether it's, you know, who lied. It wasn't Meg Whitman. I'm thinking, and I really honestly believe, this is a smear tactic. Don't forget that Gloria Allred helped Jerry Brown in his first campaign back in the 70s when he was doing cocaine with Linda Ronstadt and donated heavily to his campaign. So who are you going to believe? Some coke freak? Or Meg Whitman, a multi-billionaire? Because Meg Whitman is not going to be driving around and pull over, find some broad named Consuelo selling oranges or chiclets on some corner and say, hop in the back, bitch. You want to be, you know, wash my drawers for $4.50 an hour? It doesn't work that way. It just doesn't. You know, and these people are now starting to just go bonkers on this story. And Meg Whitman, it refuses to defend herself any more than she already has. She's already told everybody her perspective, her knowledge, what happened. The story should just simply drop. You know, it's just unbelievable. You take somebody like Gloria Allred, and believe me, anybody can say what they want. I mean, I can do the same thing. I could say, you know what? I think it was Gloria Allred who went down on one of Tiger Woods' mistresses. Now, what is she going to do? Sue me? She can't. She has to defend herself. She has to prove to me that there's no hair in her teeth belonging to any of the ladies that Tiger Woods slept with. I really do think she slept with one of the broads, but it wasn't the good-looking one from New York. No, it was this hash house hussy right here in Orlando working at the Waffle House or Perkins or wherever it was at. That skank. I mean, do you think the good-looking one is going to let Gloria Allred, the Baltox, Botox bitch from the West, munch on her? No, it ain't going to happen. I don't mean to get too graphic, but geez. Gloria? My God. I mean, she is the epitome of a lawyer joke. And that joke is, if you see a dead lawyer and a dead snake in the roadway, what is the difference? The difference is there's skid marks in front of the snake. Gloria Allred fits all the lawyer jokes. In fact, all the lawyer jokes were built around Gloria Allred. I mean, she's just nothing but a douche nozzle that can't stop getting her face on TV. It's like, and she's got that whiny ass voice. A whiny ass voice with an ugly face. I'm Gloria Allred. And I'm, oh, bitch, shut up. You know, I can't stand that woman. I am woman, hear me roar. Yeah, okay. Thank God you didn't burn your bra. Nipples be down by your belly button by now. But this lady's just out of control. And I just can't stand these smear campaigns that are just going down in the gutter. Meg Whitman, God bless her. I mean, spent $100 million of her own money. I don't know why. I think she's kind of stupid. I think anybody who wants to be Republican or not, who wants to go spearhead that state, my God, you're not going to fix it. Why bother? You're surrounded by libtards. Jeez. All we can do is hope that someday that California just literally just breaks off and becomes its own island. First thing I'm going to do is make sure I, you know, save my sister and my mother and the rest of you. Hey, see ya. Oh, yeah, and my friends, too. I'd get all you guys. Yeah, I forgot about my friends. That's kind of cold, Slack. But I just want to mention one thing about hiring illegal Mexicans, because I know that all of the hosts talked about, you know, building of the Berlin Wall, or whatever you want to call it, the Arizona Wall, some kind of wall, right? And but some people on the outside of the show, you hear it all the time, you read about it, it's like, hey, Mexicans are taking over our jobs. Well, I just want to tell you something, because my mom and my sister both live in Fresno, And one way to get there is you take Highway 99. It's right through the middle of the San Joaquin Valley. I've been making that drive now for 2 times a year. Oh, and a lot more than that when before I moved out to Florida. But, you know, hundreds of times I've been up Route 99. And guess what? Through the San Joaquin Valley. And I visited my mom. My sister lives about 5 miles down the road. And my sister showed me this article where the largest producer of lettuce took out a big ad in the paper saying, now hiring white people, to pick lettuce for a minimum wage. So guess what? From the Fresno Bee, they had photographers, which is the paper out there, and nobody showed up that was white. And then Bugs Bunny, the producer of one of the largest producers of carrots in the state of California, and another farmer that the name escapes me right now, they did the same thing. Not one white person volunteered to work for minimum wage in the hot sun picking produce of any kind. So, and let me just give you one other analogy, if I can, thank you very much, and that is in Vegas. And I talk about my Vegas stories all the time. In fact, I just sold a house there. I've stayed at anywhere from no-name hotels, and I'm talking about no names, literally. And to every hotel downtown, every single one of them, I don't care if it's the Golden Gate or the Gold Nugget, Union Plaza, Four Queens, all them shitholes, all the way up into suites on the Strip. There's only two hotels I've not been on the Strip, and that's the Encore and the Wynn. But guess what? I still have yet to see a white person change the sheets in a $1,999 a night room or a $1,000 a night room. I'm still waiting for a white person to change those sheets. That's all I want to say about the hiring of illegal Mexicans. With that being said, you are listening to No Slack on ChimpsyTalk.com. Welcome back to ChimpsyTalk.com. You're listening to the No Slack Show. You know, folks, it seems like every presidential election, every single one, there's always some loon that's either coming out of a closet, out from underneath a rock, in between a crack, to say that they're throwing their name in the hat to run for president. And this year is no different. Donald Trump, the Donald himself, said he's taking serious consideration into running for a president in the year 2012. Well, seeing that he's making that statement, I want to do the same, and you're hearing it live for the very first time, that No Slack, that's me, is seriously taking into consideration that I will run for president in the year 2012. And if I decide to do that, these are the things that I pledged you that I will do in return for your vote. Number one, I would repeal Obamacare. Number two, with still saving $500 billion a year by repealing Obamacare, that will offset the subsidy that I will be giving to all bars for every Friday and Saturday night. They'll be serving up nickel beer night. I've already done the math because most people cannot drink the same amount of beer on Saturday night that they did on Friday night. and this will go on until 5 in the morning. No more of this 2 o'clock in the morning and the bar shut off. Not with me at the helm. Let's talk about war. War is an ugly thing, and nobody likes to be in a war. Nobody likes to kill somebody else. If you do, you're unhuman. But this is what I'm telling you right now. If you vote for me as President of the United States, I would build laser beams. Because I would build up our defense so strong that all I have to do is hit a button and I could just blow the fuck up of any country of my choosing. I would send back that message. You know, back in the Ronald Reagan days, don't fuck with the United States. Just don't even try it. Because if I have to, I would build a bomb so big, it'd be like the bomb that we dropped in Hiroshima would look like a hand grenade. I'm not going to monkey around. I'm sick and tired of people accusing the United States of being warmongers and the fact that we have this problem with collateral damage, and that's killing innocent women and children. Well, do you think we really gave two shits about that in World War II? We had no choice. We were all going to be killed here, or we had to do the same back in return. I am so sick and tired of that. We would never have that problem. We would have never had the problem if I ever had to put men and women in harm's way in, let's say, a small country takeover like Grenada or Ohio, that I would make sure those brave men and women would actually be taken care of when they came back out of war. In other words, if you go serve in wartime, I promise you that you will not be treated like a second-class citizen. I promise you that a fucking cab driver in New York would not make more than you in a year's time. Because that's what happens right now, but nobody wants to do a damn thing about it. But I'm telling you, I would. Because I adore all men and women that are serving and protecting us. The divorce rate in this country is a little bit too high. I think it's like right around 50%. But I'm going to test that nerve. I'm going to see if it can stay constant. In fact, this is just a personal experiment. For every woman out there, you'll be given a pool boy that wears no shirt, a former model. His name is Fabio. For all you men, you'll be given a former model who is now your maid. She's also going to be bringing her twin sister. Let's just see if we can keep it at that 50%. Huh? You know, next thing I would do is make sure I could keep the jobs in America. By doing that, I would reduce the corporate tax structure. I would give property taxes. You know, I'm talking about Fortune 500 companies, your big corporations that employ thousands or tens of thousands or even hundreds of thousands. I would keep them here. They wouldn't be leaving over there. In fact, I would slam the door so hard on fucking China, they would hear the door slamming from here. It would be watertight. Like a frog's ass. That's what I would do. Because I am sick and tired of buying stuff from a foreign country when it used to be built right here in the good old US of A, where we built cars that we were proud of, where everything we built had like that pride. You know, like Harley Davidson and stuff like that. You know it was built right here in America. It's solid. It's rock hard. It's not going to fall apart in a day or a week. And then we got buying sheetrock out of China only to find out it's got lead in it. Is there anything coming out of China that doesn't have fucking lead in it? Jeez almighty. Give it a rest. Those are some of the things that I promise you, but those are some huge, big ticketed items. I want to bring back the pride. I want to be like, you know, the P-R-I-D-E. I want to bring back pride to this country. Pride's never left. It just became it went to the back of the bus for some reason. But look at all these fucking yo-yos that are running this country. We're beat down citizens. We're walking around saying, well, there's nothing we can do. We've almost become, complacent. It's like, well, everybody's that way. No, it wasn't. Just go back to the Leave It to Beaver days in the 1950s and all that kind of stuff. That's what I want to do. I want to build, in fact, for every country that I bomb, if they so choose so, you know, if those countries want to screw with us and they take a big bomb, well, after the radiation dissipates, I'm going to put up a Disneyland. A Disneyland represents the happiest place on earth. And I can guarantee you, countries are going to try us. And by the time I'm done in my first term of 4 years, and after that 10-year fallout, once the radiation goes away, there'll probably be about 40 brand new Disneylands all over the world for us to enjoy, because if I bomb a country, I'm taking that fucking thing over. Plain and simple. Hey, why not? I bombed it. I own it. I want to see who is going to mess with us? And that way we can actually have not quite a utopia, because I don't think that place ever exists, but at least we will get along, because I also will bring back common sense. And everything I just told you, common sense wise, will work. You're listening to No Slack on ChimpSeedTalk.com. Welcome back to ChimpSeedTalk.com. You are listening to the No Slack Show. Today, President Obamatard gave away $2 billion of the taxpayers' hard-earned money to some community college program. Now then, Obamanuts called it a community colleges. He referred to them as, quote, the unsung heroes of the American education system, end quote. And they should be. Hey, what do you do when you're in a community college besides drink beer and smoke dope? That's all you do. I remember when I graduated from high school, I told my dad that I wanted to go to community college because guess where a lot of my friends were going? Community college. You know why? So they can drink beer and smoke dope. Dad, I want to go to the community college. Hell, what do I raise? A retard? No, you're going to college. You ain't going to no community college. It's a waste of time. You know, to this day, I thank my dad for making that right decision. Not to mention the fact that statistics prove that the percentage of people that graduate from a career college is four times higher than those who attend a community college. How many presidents have graduated from a community college? How many brain surgeons? What the fuck? How many important people do you know have graduated from a community college or even went to one? Jeez. Of course they're an unsung hero. So's a rock. What is your point, asswipe? Today, he was accompanied by Mrs. Bite Me. Oh, excuse me. A doctor, Mrs. Bite Me. She is a professor. Professor. Okay, whatever. She's a teacher at a community college herself. And she's a teacher at Northern Virginia Community College. Yeah, that's an unsung hero. Who the fuck heard of that place, too? In fact, she does it one better. She doesn't refer to community colleges as unsung heroes. Dr. Jill Bite Me calls community colleges, quote, one of America's best kept secrets, end quote. Yeah, so is fucking body odor. What is your point? You can't keep that shit a secret, bitch. Everybody knows that community colleges are for the worms of the world. These are for the people that couldn't cut it. These are for the people that graduated from high school with a D to a C average. And they just don't know what the fuck to do. They're too bright. I mean, community college, your first year of community college is like the 13th grade. That's all it is. You get the 14th grade, the 5th. Fuck. I remember my first year of college and you meet your first semester and your professors are going, here's your book and have a nice life and I'll see you in 1 month. You go, what? Yeah, welcome to the real world. You're now an adult. Man, community college. My friends bringing home bongs and shit they made in ceramics class, just like they were doing in 12th grade. And they didn't even make it a year and a half. You know, I can't believe that he's going to actually spend $2 billion on a losing proposition. And then he... Let's see, what else does he say? Oh no, this is what he said. These are some of the people that accompanied him today. There was representatives from some, quote, major corporations. Also willing to chip in and help in the community college world. They had representatives there from, and I'm not making this shit up, folks, The Gap. Now, isn't The Gap those stores and malls where they sell cheap clothes? I think that's The Gap. If I'm wrong, somebody correct me, but I think that's what that is. McDonald's? Okay. Yeah, you're going to be the cheese, you're going to be the fry guy, okay, Einstein, when you graduate. Pacific Gas and Electric, I'm sure those are people walking around checking the fucking meters and shit. Now, the only big company that I recognize is United Technologies. And in fact, I can't think of the CEO's name. This is back in 1982 when Epcot first opened up. And they were a sponsor of the Living Seas Pavilion, believe it or not. I don't know if they still are. It's been so many years. But that was a huge corporation back then. I'm sure it still is now. But that was it. McDonald's and The Gap, and those, that's the best you can come up with. I mean, there was nobody there from Disney, Yahoo, Google, any of the big studios or... Wait, Obamatard and fucktard, where are, how about all the people that are these big corporations that are working on geothermal, wind, solar? Where's all those fucking Einsteins backing you up on community college? Because they know their investment is like flushing money down a toilet. You think somebody that's working on solar panels right now is willing to bet, say, $1 million that they're going to get a bright one out of a community college? No, they're not. They're going to get some guy that can tell you where to get some good red hair pot, and that's about it. Oh my God. I can't believe a $2 billion waste. And you got Dr. Jill. Has anybody ever seen a picture of Mrs. Bite Me? I swear, folks, you got to go on Google and look at the image of Dr. Jill Biden. She looks just like him, except she has, I don't know if you want to call it blonde hair, like white hair. The facial features are uncanny. I think that's his sister. Or it's him in drag. And it's one and the same. You never see the two at the same place, do you? I think there's some shenanigans going on. I think maybe Bite Me, Joseph Bite Me, could be gay. And that's just a man. She was wearing a purple pantsuit. Looked just like him. Wearing a Billary costume. Unbelievable. Can't get enough of this story. Hey, folks, don't forget you can check me out on my own website. It is noslack.com. I am probably I'll take a guess. 7 people away from 1,900 fans now. So thank you so much for all those people on Facebook. I just broke my pen that I was playing with. You can still find me on MySpace. I almost effed that one up again. My name there is the 28th Amendment book. If you missed the show, you can always go to noslack.podomatic.com, where it'll be uploaded the following day. For the most part, I do it every day. Thank you so much. Looking forward to doing the show again next week. I hope everybody has a wonderful week, and remember to love one another.